quiet. In a big church, it was kind of quiet. So they said, this is my chance to speak. I said, well, I ain't here to preach it, but this is supposed to be a celebration. Whenever you come to church, you ought to be celebrating. You know why? Because God took us on a hellbound road. And he put us on a hellbound road. He looked at us and said, all your sins and your iniquities, I don't remember them anymore. So can we just praise the Lord? Come on, can we praise the Lord? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I told him I'm about to preach, but the one thing I will do, I'll praise the Lord. I praise God.
We got to be as well. You know how to pray.
Woo, hallelujah.
The songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all, not some, but when, of all that he's done for me,
yes,
my soul cries out, what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The highest praise you can give God. Hallelujah. I thank God for doing what?
Saving
me. Praise the Lord. We give all honor to God this afternoon. We honor to our pastor, assistant pastor. We thank God for bringing them back over the dangerous highways and byways. Amen.
Amen.
Give honor to the elders, ministers, evangelists, deacons. Give honor to my wife. Give honor to the saints of the Most High God. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We need to hear a word from God. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who stands up here, because you're just a vessel and a tool in God's hand. He gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. He gets all the honor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has put something on my heart. He's been dealing with me about it, well, for a long time. And it ties in with the Lord's Supper today. Because the Lord's Supper is so sacred. Amen.
Amen.
Like Pastor said, there's nothing to take light. It's not a social event.
Yeah.
It's intended for saved folks.
Yeah.
Folks that are in the body of Christ or are walking with Christ. It binds us together with Christ.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
We identify with his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yes.
And it ties in with today's message. Before we even go to the message, I want to give you the subject. I can give you the subject before, in the middle, or after.
Yeah.
But I'm up here now, by the way. So I'm going to give you the message, the subject that I'm going to speak on. And the subject would be the Great Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
The Great Rescue Mission. That's our subject today. And I promise not to hold you long. There's a lot of scriptures that I can go to, but I'm not. I have several. Because there's a lot of scriptures concerning the Great Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
I want you to think about the subject, because Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to rescue you and I.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But before we can go to the rescue message, let us look at the word rescue. I looked it up in the dictionary. I know we know what it means, but we're going to let Brother Nelson break it down. Rescue. To free from danger or evil, rescue, to regain or recover, to deliver, to redeem, to deliver from slavery, rescue,
yeah.
And in our case, it's deliver from spiritual slavery,
yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Jesus was our great emancipator,
yes,
amen?
Amen.
Amen. He set us free. He delivered.
Yeah.
Rescued. Released from bondage. Think about that. Rescued. To release of one enslaved by paying the amount demanded. By paying the amount demanded. We're talking about rescue. The Great Rescue Mission. Amen. With that in mind, let's go to the second chapter of Genesis. Like District Elder Miller always said, we got to put it on rewind and go back to the origin of things. That's what he says, amen?
Yeah.
We got to go back to the origin, the book of origins, the book of Genesis, second chapter. We want to pick this up in verse 16. Now, to bring us up to speed, God had already created man. Man had a commandment. I'd like for you all to stand and read the word of God out of there. Chapter 2, verse 16. If you don't have a Bible, it's on the screen. This is God talking to Adam. Verse 16, let us read it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now let's go to the third chapter of Genesis. Third chapter of Genesis. Now, the responsibility fell on the man. The woman was deceived, all right, by the serpent. That's not putting her down, that's what just happened. But the responsibility fell on Adam. Chapter 3, verse 21.
Into spiritual slavery.
What's Elmer Mack. Let's go to Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans, the fifth chapter, will break it down, saints of God. Romans chapter 5, Apostle Paul talking, writing to the Christians in Rome. Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 12, just breaks it down. Mankind inherited or received is born with a sinful, rebellious nature against God because of what our forefather Adam did. This is the problem in the world and society today. Humanity has a sinful, rebellious nature against its creator. Amen. This is why mankind will never bring about universal peace. It's impossible. He can't do it because there's a war going on inside of every individual's heart. And that war is against their creator. Amen. You and I were created to worship. If we do not surrender and worship the true and living God, you're going to worship something. You might even worship yourself. But you and I were created, designed to worship and to worship the true and living God. We were not created to worship demons and the devil. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We were not created to use profanity and use let filth come out of our mouths. And desire this and desire that. We were not created to kill and steal.
Amen.
We were not created to hate. We were not created to be prejudiced and bigotry and racism against one another. We were created to worship and praise the true and living God. We have the ability to speak with our tongues to praise God. Only the Holy Ghost can curb that tongue.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Read about it in the third chapter of James. He breaks it down. A life outside of God is an empty life. A life outside of God is a lost life. A life outside of Christ is an unfulfilled life. You hear me? Amen. We're talking about the great rescue mission. Amen?
Amen.
Let us go to the fifth chapter of Romans, verse number 12. Wherefore, as by what? One man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. The reason why there's graveyards and cemeteries is because of our forefather Adam. The reason why there's death is because of Adam. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have what?
Sin.
All have sinned. Woo! That's a powerful piece of scripture right there. You and I cannot make it to heaven by just being a good person by ourselves. You and I cannot go to heaven by being a good humanitarian. The only way you go to heaven is being covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Do I have a witness in here?
Amen.
Do I have a witness in here? Talk to me, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Help us, Lord. The great rescue mission. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Let's skip down to verse 16. And not as if it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to what? Condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Ooh, hallelujah. Let's just skip down to verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were what?
Made
sinners. So by the obedience of what? By one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he was on a rescue mission. Let us turn to Isaiah 63rd chapter real quick. Isaiah 63. I just want to pull one passage of scripture out of the book of Isaiah. 63rd chapter, verse number 5. Isaiah 63, verse number 5. God is saying, and I looked, and there was what? None to help. And I wondered that there were none to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld. When Adam and Eve, before they was expelled or driven out of the Garden of Eden, God took innocent animals and killed them, and took their skins to cover Adam and Eve's nakedness. A type and shadow of him dying on Calvary and covering us with his precious blood.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Mankind tries to cover sin his way because the Bible tells us in that third chapter of Genesis, after Adam ate of that fruit, their eyes were opened and they took fig leaves to cover them. Yeah. But when they heard God come, when they heard the one that created them, when they heard the one that communed with them on a daily basis, amen?
Amen.
When they heard the one that they had a covering with, a covenant with, all of a sudden they were afraid and they hid themselves.
Well, they thought they hid themselves.
You can run, but you can't what? You can't hide from God. How are you going to hide from God? God is a spirit, and his spirit fills all space. He knows everything. Now, God is awesome because he knows the things we're going to say before we even think them. And when we're behind closed doors, guess what? He sees you and I. Play around with this thing as you want. Hallelujah. That's when you know if you're really saved. When you're by yourself, when you're around your unsaved loved ones, when you're in school around those unsaved students, when you're on your job around the unsaved co-workers, when you're around your unsaved relatives, how do we behave ourselves? Do we compromise? I don't want to be picked on. I don't want to be made fun of. Guess what? Where there's a badge of honor. Talk to me, somebody. Now it's a beautiful walking. You and I have been rescued. We have been delivered. But the songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me.
Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation is free, but it's not cheap. Look at St. John's Gospel, chapter number 12. Just a few scriptures. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 12. I'm just pulling a few verses out because there's too many to go to. St. John, 12th chapter, starting with verse 46.
Yeah.
Do we have it?
Yeah.
It's on the screen. Praise God. This is Jesus talking. I am come a light unto the world,
yes,
that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in what?
Darkness.
darkness. If any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not, for I come not to judge the world, but to what? But to save the world. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are spiritually sick, they need the physician, and they need the great physician, the great rescue mission. This is what Jesus was on. He was on a mission, and the mission was to save souls, to lay down his life, because he was the only one that was qualified to lay down his life. It's his precious blood. It's his precious blood. He is the mediator. He went in between. He bridged the gap. He made a way out of no way for you and I. Remember when he rebuked Peter after Peter got the revelation of who he was? And then Jesus tried to break it down to him like he did several times, that he was going to go to Jerusalem and die. And then Peter rebuked him. Well, it wasn't Peter. It was the Spirit that was using him. He had to go to Calvary. If he didn't go to Calvary, you and I wouldn't be here this afternoon. The great rescue mission. Think about it. Hallelujah. The great rescue. Think about what he's done for you and I. Think about salvation. Think about the tug of war that was on our lives before we totally surrendered.
Yeah.
And even after you get saved, it's still a tug of war.
Yeah.
Because this flesh wants to pull us in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
The rescue mission. Now after Jesus died and rose again and ascended on high, he sent his Spirit back. And because of his death, the bride of Christ or the church came forth. Amen? The church is a continuation of the rescue mission.
Amen.
You and I didn't get saved to be twiddling our thumbs and doing nothing.
Amen.
He saved us to be a witness.
Amen.
He saved us to carry out the continuation of the rescue mission. What do you mean, Elder Mac? We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Salt of the earth, light of the world. Salt of the earth, light of the world. Say it with me. Salt of the earth, light of the world. What does salt do?
Woo!
In the natural, what does salt do? Salt cleanses. Salt purifies. Salt preserves. It enhances flavor. We used to put salt in our watermelon, and it used to dance in our mouth. It enhances flavor. Salt melts snow, doesn't it? It melts the cold snow away.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and one more thing. Salt makes you thirsty.
Yes,
come on now.
Yes.
Salt makes you thirsty.
Yeah.
Jesus, he is the only one that can quench your spiritual thirst. Amen?
Yes.
He told the Samaritan woman down by the well, I'll be in you a well of living water springing up. Into everlasting life. What does light do? Light drives back darkness. It pushes it back. I told you before that my wife and I, we have a little nightlight on in our bathroom. When I get up at night, stumbling around trying to find the bathroom, bouncing off of this wall and that wall, when I see that little light shines enough and gives off enough illumination so I can see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
We are the light of the world.
Yeah.
Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify. You and I got saved that we can bring glory to God through our lives. The rescue mission continues with us. The great rescue mission. Every last one of us that got saved, everybody's not called to do the same thing, but everybody's called to be a witness. And when you and I live just like we're supposed to, when we lift him up, because Jesus said, this is a twofold thing, but he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. If we lift them up, how do we lift them up? By the way we live.
Yeah.
in mind, you and I are a part of the great rescue mission. Didn't he say to those apostles he chose down by the seashore of Galilee, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men? You and I are called to be fishers of men, to save souls, to win them to Christ. One of the greatest things you and I can do in this walk of God is win somebody to Jesus. One of the greatest things we can do in this walk of God is win somebody to Jesus. Encourage somebody in Jesus. When you and I live this thing, and we're coming down the stretch right now, what's that? What do you mean by that? The finish line is in view. We're in the spiritual life. Jesus is at the finishing line, bidding us to come on, you can make it.
Yes,
I laid my life down for you. Come on, you can make it.
Come on.
I rescued you. Come on, you can make it. I laid my life down for you. Come on, you can make it. I rose for you. Come on, you can make it.
Yes.
All right. It's time for you and I to get serious about salvation, because we are a part of this great rescue mission. Souls are dying left and right, going to hell. Not because I say so, but because this says so.
Yeah.
I'm almost finished. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Think about what Jesus did. For years, when I was 5 and 6 years of age, God was calling me. As I got in my teenage years, he was knocking on the door of my heart. Brother Mack, let me in, I want to rescue you. My young adult wife. Brother Mack, let me in. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man or if any woman open up, I'll come in and sup with them. I seen this picture, I have it at home. I got one of the fans from St. John's. They gave it to me. Is Jesus standing on the outside of this door? You ever see that picture? It's supposed to be Jesus. We know better. And he's knocking on this door. That's symbolic of him knocking on our hearts.
Yes, yes.
And when you look at the picture, there's no doorknob on the outside.
Right?
He can't open the door. Well, how's the door going to be open? You have to open it from the inside. You have to let it in. We have people we live next door to. I'm praying for them. I don't judge or condemn, because like the preacher said when he saw a drunk staggering across the street, he said, there go I. But by the grace of God, they got some big pot smokers. On the side of the house, we have to close our windows because that stinky weed comes through them. It stinks. And I've been there, done that. Think about it. Why do they get high? Why do people get high? Why do people take drugs? They take it because they want to escape. That's why I was taking it, so I could go to La La Land. But I want you to understand, on the day of Pentecost, in the 7th chapter, when the Holy Ghost fell, the Bible says, Paul was mocking, said, these men are filled with new wine. But this is that.
Yes, sir.
But the news, this is that.
Come on, come on.
has dropped it in the lap of the church, his bride. We are to be their city that's set on a hill that cannot be here. Think about it. I hope that you've gotten something out of this message. The Great Rescue Mission. T-E-A-M, team. T-E-A-M, team. That's what we are. The together, each accomplished mission. That's how you spell the word team. T-E-A-M, together, but we got to be together. Together, each. God has given each and every last one of us talents and abilities.
Yes.
Together, each accomplish. The only way we can accomplish it is be together.
Yes.
And the mission is to win souls to Christ.
Yes,
as we grow in grace and get stronger in the Lord, somebody will see. Hallelujah. And don't worry about being afraid of people. Jesus said, fear not him that is able to destroy the body, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul and hell. Don't worry about somebody taking your life. This is only temporary. This is going back to the dust of the ground. But the real you and I are coming out of this tent, this earthen vessel, and we're going to be like sheep.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Great Rescue Mission. Let us stand.